This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny, high today in the middle 80s. Going to be a really nice day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high in the upper 80s. And temperatures will actually stay there at those highs and lows all week long. And the weekend coming up looks pretty good, too. Great weather on the way on WCHL. Coming up in a few minutes, your opportunity to win some free soccer tickets to see the Carolina Railhawks in action. All of that and much more on the way on WCHL. Our community took a pause to celebrate Memorial Day yesterday. It was a very solemn day for many, but one tribute took a slightly different approach in Carborough. The Orange County Peace Coalition hosted a special event called Veterans and Victims of War, Past, Present, and Future. It happened at Carborough Town Commons. Here's the mayor of Carborough, Mark Chulton, who read a proclamation during yesterday's ceremony.
It's a little bit of an unusual Memorial Day event, but we're hoping to speak to the memory of and remember all those who've suffered in wars in the past.
Jan Broughton of the Peace Coalition says it's an annual event going on for about a decade now. Broughton says it's not meant to take focus away from veterans, but rather to raise awareness for world peace.
It just is something that seems to bring the community together and also reminds us what it takes to keep our country free.
It featured poetry readings from members of our community in addition to vocal performances by the Raging Grannies.
There are many more people affected by war than just the veterans. We have to honor them as well as the civilians who have been killed in these wars.
Broughton says it was also a chance to remember the 30th anniversary of the end of the war in Vietnam.
In these times, we're so much more ambivalent about the wars, so it's difficult to be as positive in our thoughts, but we have to try to persuade others that we need to search for peace rather than war.
For more information on the Orange County Peace Coalition and all their efforts, you can view the story on our website, chapelboro.com. Jim Dean, currently the dean of UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School, will take over as UNC's provost effective the 1st of July, replacing Bruce Carney, who's returning to the Carolina faculty after 4 years in the provost position. The official announcement was made on Friday after months of searching.
Jim has proven a very thoughtful and well-organized colleague. He's innovative and he's knowledgeable in areas I think the university really needs for the future, including operational strategies, organizational strategies, and distance education.
That is Bruce Carney commenting on his successor. Dean is also a Sarah Graham Keenan Distinguished Scholar and a professor of organizational behavior. Carney thinks he's well-placed to be able to handle the budget, something that Carney himself found challenging during his time as UNC's chief academic officer.
I've learned a lot about the budget in my time here, and I can assure you that astronomy does not necessarily prepare you for this kind of thing.
The UNC Board of Trustees approved the joint recommendation of Chancellor Holden Thorpe and Chancellor-elect Carol Folt.
And, you know, the Chancellor-elect has her own reasons for making these choices, and so I don't want to get into why it is or not, but I'm sure a number of people on campus feel more comfortable knowing that somebody internal is going to be overseeing the academic mission.
Carney explains the search came down to two individuals, Dean and a candidate from outside of the Carolina staff and administration. Bruce Carney is now working with Dean, helping him to transition into the provost position. As a matter of fact, those two will start meeting this week. Carney says from his own experience, Dean will have a lot to learn. You can hear WCHL's Aaron Keck's full interview with Jim Dean on our website, chapelboro.com. Outgoing Chancellor Holden Thorpe is welcoming some Orange County leaders to his home for dinner tonight. Carborough Mayor Mark Chulton will be there. He says it's a goodbye dinner of sorts, but also a time to just sit down and talk.
Basically just as a social occasion, kind of an opportunity to say thanks for working together over the last several years in leading our community.
Mark Chulton says other attendees will include Mark Kleinsmith, the mayor of Chapel Hill, plus Barry Jacobs, the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, and others. He says Thorpe has been a committed community member during and also before his time as UNC's chancellor. During his 5 years at the helm for Carolina, Chulton says Thorpe successfully built collaborative efforts between the university and local governments in our area.
I think it's partly who Holden Thorpe is as a person, but it's also partly the fact that you know, he was a member of our community from before he was chancellor. So he's been a resident of this area for a long time, went to Carolina as an undergrad.
Thorpe is departing Chapel Hill, of course, to take on a new position as provost of the University of Washington in St. Louis. Dr. Carol Folt, as we have discussed earlier, who currently serves as interim president of Dartmouth College, will officially assume the chancellorship on July 1st. A bill is now heading to the state house that seeks to repeal the state's water protection rules to lessen pollution and runoff into Jordan Lake, the water source for much of the triangle. It's already passed in the Senate, and local conservation groups are now speaking out very loudly against this bill. WCHL's Rachel Nass has the story.
That's pie in the sky. That's magical thinking. There is no other solution for improving the water quality in Jordan Lake except preventing the pollutants from getting into the water.
That's Olga Gerlich. She's the co-chair of the Orange Chatham County Sierra Club. She attended a press conference Friday organized by the state chapter of the Sierra Club to raise awareness about the effects this legislation might have on Jordan Lake. Other groups like Environment North Carolina and the Haw River Assembly were in attendance.
There's also an overload of information, so anything that we can do to let people know what's going on is bound to help wake people up and motivate them to contact their legislators.
Jordan Lake currently provides water to about 250,000 people in our area, and Gerlich says that number will double in the next 10 years. Environmental advocates have argued for years that Jordan Lake has problems with pollution because it's fed by streams and tributaries that carry contaminants from cities. One of the problems is that there is not enough oxygen in the water due to those pollutants. This causes algae blooms, which can kill fish populations and contaminate the lake. She says Jordan Lake is already on the verge of not living up to federal regulations. Sponsors for the bill have said the current rules, which were put into place back in 2009, are costing developers and cities hundreds of thousands of dollars and need to be changed.
I think a lot of the bills have gone through at such a crazy speed without enough consultation.
Gerlich says the rules haven't gone into effect yet and therefore haven't had the time to lessen pollution. She says if these rules are repealed, the situation will get worse. North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, has already spoken out against the bill. She says environmental regulations are being swept aside by the General Assembly. For more information on the bill, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
While we're on the subject of our environment, the community has a chance tonight to participate in a discussion about the controversial subject of fracking here in North Carolina. That happens at 7 o'clock tonight in northern Orange County at the Sly Grange Hall. Here's Bonnie Hauser, president of Orange County Voice. That's the group that organized tonight's discussion.
This event is a chance for people to get the facts.
Last year, hydraulic fracturing, otherwise known as fracking, was formally legalized in the state. And since then, the North Carolina Mining and Energy Commission has been charged with creating regulations for the procedure.
It's easy for us all to jump on the anti-fracking advocacy. There's a lot of reasons and there's a lot of concerns, especially with risks to water quality.
Dr. Rob Jackson of Duke University will lead tonight's discussion. He's a professor of global environment and the director of the Duke Center for Global Change.
Dr. Jackson and his group have been studying fracking sites all over the country, and they've been working with the U.S. Geological Society. And so they have the facts, and they can tell us what's really going on. And it's a chance for people who might not be engaged in the discussion to engage.
Hauser says the goal is not to tell people what their opinion on fracking ought to be, but rather to explain the basics of this complex and complicated topic. Hauser says there will be a question and answer session following Jackson's talk. For more information, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Legislators, advocates, and prosecutors in North Carolina are talking about raising from 16 to 18, the age at which teens can be charged as adults with misdemeanors. The discussions are occurring even as law enforcement authorities are saying they're seeing more examples of younger people committing violent crimes. WCHL News Time, 8:15. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, with the latest on morning traffic, WCHL, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. No accidents to report this time. Everything moving smoothly on I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Now, if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call at the newsroom at 919-967-8363. I'll be happy to take any reports. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL Road Warrior.
Almost always the deliverer of good news.
Thank you. No accidents to report so far this week, so that's good.
No news is good news when it comes to traffic, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a bunch. Talk to you in a while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room, all in Carrboro, downtown, in the heart of downtown, Southern Rail. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, high today about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. A little warmer, you'll notice. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. On Thursday, sunny with a high back up in the upper 80s. Thursday night, clear with a low in the middle 60s. Friday, clear, high in the upper 80s. One more time, low at night in the middle 60s. Now for your weekend, Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny on Saturday with a high, again, in the upper 80s. Saturday night, clear skies with a low around 65. And then on Sunday, high about 85 degrees. So we have some really great weather on the way.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Good morning.
Time for news around town on WCHL. The Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill celebrated a milestone earlier this month, holding a big birthday celebration to mark 25 years in operation, providing housing for the families of children receiving care at local hospitals. They really do wonderful work there. Since it opened a quarter of a century ago, the Chapel Hill Ronald McDonald House has served more than 34,000 families, providing more than $7 million worth of housing and food. The Ronald McDonald House in Chapel Hill, now 25 years old and counting, and doing a marvelous job in our community. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. UNC Baseball earned a number one national seed in the NCAA Baseball Tournament. The Heels will host Florida Atlantic, Towson, and Canisius in the 2013 NCAA Chapel Hill Regional at Bosch-Emmer Stadium. It's the first time in UNC program history that Carolina has earned the number one overall national seed. Head coach Mike Fox is excited and also ready to go.
What a great credit to our players and what they accomplished on the field.
The 64-team tournament field was announced on Monday on ESPNU. The ACC regular season and tournament champion Tar Heels, 52-8 on the year, will meet number four seed Canisius. They come in with a 41-15 mark. They're the Metro Atlantic Athletic Champions, and that game takes place at 6 p.m. on Friday at Bosch-Emmer Stadium. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. Also in this four-team region are number two seed Florida Atlantic, a 39-20 team, the Sun Belt Champions, and number three seed Towson, 29-28, champs in the Colonial Athletic Conference. Florida Atlantic and Towson will meet in the first game on Friday at 1 p.m., that also at Bosch-Emmer Stadium in the regional opener. And again, the Tar Heels will play Canisius at 6 p.m. on Friday. UNC has not faced any of those three teams this year. In fact, Carolina and Canisius have only met once in baseball history, 55 years ago. So Coach Fox says his staff is already hard at work preparing because they really don't know much about this team.
We DVR'd probably 500 games throughout the season, anticipating that we're going to play somebody. And sure enough, we found some games on there that we DVR'd the teams that are coming in here.
The Chapel Hill Regional champion will advance to face the winner of the Columbia Regional in the Super Regional round for the right to advance to the College World Series in Omaha. South Carolina is the number one seed in that region. Clemson is number two. Carolina advances. They'll be playing again in Chapel Hill. UNC and Clemson are among eight ACC teams to make the field of 64. It has been an outstanding year for Atlantic Coast Conference baseball. The other teams, in addition to Carolina and Clemson, North Carolina State, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Tech, Miami, Florida State, and Virginia, all really good baseball teams. That's a testament to the strength of the ACC this year, a strength that was evident in the tournament this past weekend, which Carolina won in memorable fashion after two straight extra-inning marathon games on Friday and Saturday, particularly the one that started Saturday night and ended in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday, 18 innings against North Carolina State. The tournament stretched Carolina's pitching staff to the limit this weekend, as you might imagine, but Coach Fox says his pitchers will all get plenty of rest and they'll be ready to go on Friday.
Yeah, they're all fine. They're all, you know, we got plenty of time to recover, and I'm sure none of them needed to pick up a ball today.
Coach Fox says he hasn't yet determined the starting rotation for the NCAAs, but he and his staff will do that before practice gets underway today. Tar Heels are 52-27 in NCAA play under Mike Fox. They're 17-2 at home in regional play since 2006. All the more reason why the Heels are excited about this number one seed, which guarantees home field advantage through the Super Regional. Coach Fox is excited to start play on Friday because when the NCAA tournament begins, it's a whole new ball game. Throw the rest of the season out. Now it's ready to begin again.
It is different. I mean, you got to ratchet things up a little bit, and but we're so battle tested this season, just, you know, not just with the tournament, but on the road in our league, that I don't think we're going to face anything we haven't faced before, but, you know, anything can happen in the NCAA tournament. Anything can happen in this game.
Again, Carolina versus Canisius, Friday, 6 p.m. There's a game before that at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. All the action taking place at Bochimer Stadium, a four-team regional here, Carolina hosting. You can hear all of the Tar Heels games this weekend on 97.9 FM and WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. The UNC women's lacrosse team is back in town. Tar Heels won their first NCAA championship on Sunday night, defeating the number one, then undefeated Maryland Terrapins in a triple sudden-death overtime thriller. Fans were there to greet the team on Finley Field when they returned home to Chapel Hill yesterday. Tune in to the WCHL Afternoon News with Aaron Keck today at about 3:30. Head coach Jenny Levy will be joining Aaron Keck live, and they'll talk about this exciting season and exciting national championship for the Carolina women's lacrosse team. 8:22 at WCHL, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Art will talk more about this glorious weekend for Carolina athletics coming up on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It was a long and glorious weekend for two Carolina teams that wielded big sticks. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Most of the pub went to Mike Fox's UNC baseball team, which played 49 innings in 4 days to capture the Tar Heels' first ACC championship since 2007, earning the top overall seed in the NCAA tournament that starts here Friday. If you watched any part of the 14-inning win over Clemson and the 18-inning record crowd marathon against State, you saw a team that may finally have destiny on its side. Later Saturday, the Carolina women's lacrosse team brought home its first NCAA championship after enduring perennial heartbreak in the Final Four over the last 5 years. Coach Jenny Levy's club outlasted top-ranked and previously undefeated Maryland in the longest women's lacrosse game in NCAA history. After two losses to the Terps this season, the Tar Heels went into a third overtime period to snatch the sudden victory 13-12 on freshman Sammy Joe Tracy's goal. Despite Carolina's near misses in recent years, the Heels were still considered too young to bring home the big trophy. But they stunned defending national champion Northwestern Friday night 11-4 and then took down veteran Maryland and its star Katie Schwartzman. UNC's Kara Cannizzaro, one of the only four active seniors on the roster, played like the All-American she is with 4 goals and 2 assists to win Most Outstanding Player in the tournament. Cannizzaro also set a single-season UNC record with 83 points on 61 goals and 22 assists. She fell 1 goal short of the school mark held by the late Kelly Thompson, who scored 62 times in 2002. The Tar Heels had dedicated this season to Thompson, who died tragically during childbirth last summer. Carolina looks to be the new Maryland with a roster dominated by underclassmen like Tracy, gutsy goalkeeper Megan Ward, and Allie Messenger, who had 3 goals. And Levy has another great recruiting class coming in, led by East Chapel Hill star Sydney Holman. The women's game is slower paced than the men, with too many touch fouls called, but the Tar Heels play it with grace, earnest, and intensity. Dean Smith used to joke that UNC was a women's soccer school before the men also got really good. Now Smith would say it's also a lacrosse school and baseball too if the Diamond Heels get back to Omaha and finally win it all. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carmel Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
The two-time defending Major League Soccer champion Los Angeles Galaxy are returning to Wake Met Soccer Park. This is Dean Linke, voice of the Carolina Railhawks, and on Wednesday, May 29th, 7 p.m. at Wake Met Soccer Park in Cary, your Carolina Railhawks will take on the Los Angeles Galaxy in the third round of the U.S. Open Cup. Tickets are going fast for Wednesday, May 29th, 7 p.m., Carolina Railhawks and the Los Angeles Galaxy. Call for tickets now at 919-459-8144 or order online at carolinarailhawks.com.
Hey, I was just wondering, are you a soccer fan? Well, you ought to be. The Carolina Railhawks have advanced to the third round of the U.S. Open Cup and will host the Los Angeles Galaxy this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. As you just heard, it will be an exciting game, not one you want to miss. Make sure you get your tickets to this momentous match. Tickets can be purchased by calling the St. Lawrence Homes box office at 919-459-8144, or you can simply go online at carolinarailhawks.com, or you can win a pair of tickets to see this exciting soccer match from WCHL. All you got to do is be caller number 3 right now, 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 3, 919-929-WCHL. Call right now.
Now hear this. Performance Acura is hosting their annual tent event in celebration of the Acura Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
This is 1 month where you can afford to champagne taste.
I want performance.
You hear a lot about new Acuras and how amazing they are. Performance Acura in Chapel Hill also has one of the best used Acura inventories in the Triangle, with payments to fit your budget and cars to wow your neighbors. They also have a dedicated finance manager who specializes in challenging credit situations. So if you're looking for reliability, prestige, and affordability, Performance Acura is your used Acura destination. That's the definition of value, baby. Make your friends think you got that big promotion at work. It'll be our little secret. Visit the virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com or visit the physical location at 15501 in Chapel Hill. 2012 Precision Team.
Wow!
That's PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com.
I want performance.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top 3 most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number 3, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number 2, showed the wrong house. And number 1, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Wallace, president of the Chapel Hill Rotary Club. Attention all nonprofit and student groups in our community. The Chapel Hill Rotary Club is pleased to launch the Happiness Challenge. Our club is seeking ideas for worthwhile local service projects in the Chapel Hill and Carrboro communities. Submit your idea no later than June 7th to chapelhillrotary@gmail.com for a chance to receive up to $2,000 in funding plus hands-on assistance from some of our members. To learn more, visit chapelhillrotary.com. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
8:29, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Congratulations to Michael Nicewinder of Chapel Hill, who called in and won the tickets, two tickets, to see the Carolina Railhawks play tomorrow night at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary at 7 o'clock. They will host the Los Angeles Galaxy tomorrow night. It's going to be an exciting game. Carolina Railhawks, excited to watch. This is the third round of the U.S. Open Cup, and we'll have some more tickets to give away later right here on WCHL. Thanks for all the phone calls. Did not get a chance to answer all of them, but congratulations to Michael Nicewinder, our winner this hour in WCHL. Your Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Grimble's is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Partly sunny today, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. This is a broken record. On Thursday, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. I don't mind, though, because it's really nice weather. We'll have warm temperatures all the way through the weekend with the highs getting into the upper 80s and in the middle 80s on Sunday. Not bad at all.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel
CBS
station.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
We're losing lives every day. We just cannot wait anymore.
The leader of a rebel group in Syria. CBS's Clarissa Ward reports Senator John McCain met with opposition groups in the civil war-torn country.
A very dangerous endeavor. He was traveling with some members of the Syrian Emergency Task Force, which is an activist group, and also two private security guards, but he only stayed inside for just about an hour.
The European Union has lifted its arms embargo on the opposition. CBS's Pamela Falk notes.
And that leaves it up to individual countries now to aid the rebels. And it looks like several will.
George Netta with the pro-rebel Syrian National Council is optimistic.
We think coupling the arming of Free Syrian Army with diplomatic efforts is a must for any hopes for the diplomatic efforts to succeed.
The U.S. and Russia are trying to persuade Syria's president to meet with rebel groups. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on continuing education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Still in the 60s this morning, 66 degrees. Look for a high today in the middle 80s with a lot of sunshine on the way. Yesterday was a solemn occasion for the most part. There were special events in Chapel Hill to honor our nation's heroes, folks who died in service to our country. There was a special ceremony at the Chapel Hill Cemetery and all kinds of activities at the American Legion Hut, concert by the Village Band, and much more. A community took pause to celebrate Memorial Day on Monday, but one tribute took a slightly different approach from the normal traditions. The Orange County Peace Coalition hosted an event called Veterans and Victims of War, Past, Present, and Future in Carborough Town Commons. Here's the mayor of Carborough, Mark Chilton, who read a proclamation during yesterday's ceremony.
It's a little bit of an unusual Memorial Day event, but we're hoping to speak to the memory of and remember all those who've suffered in wars in the past.
Jan Broughton is with the Peace Coalition. She says that it's an annual event going on for about 10 years. She says it's not meant to take focus away from veterans at all, but rather to raise awareness for world peace.
It just is something that seems to bring the community together and also reminds us what it takes to keep our country free.
The event featured poetry readings from members of the community in addition to vocal performances by the Raging Grannies.
There are many more people affected by war than just the veterans. We have to honor them as well as the civilians who have been killed in these wars.
Broughton tells WCHL it was a chance to remember the 30th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War.
In these times, we're so much more ambivalent about the wars, so it's difficult to be as positive in our thoughts, but we have to try to persuade others that we need to search for peace rather than war.
For more information on the Orange County Peace Coalition, you can view the story on our website, chapelbro.com. Outgoing UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe will welcome some leaders of Orange County to his home for dinner tonight. Carborough Mayor Mark Chulton will be there. He says it's a goodbye dinner of sorts for Holden Thorpe, but also a time to just sit down and talk about issues in our community.
Basically just as a social occasion, kind of an opportunity to say thanks for working together over the last several years in leading our community.
Chulton says other attendees will include the mayor of Chapel Hill, Mark Kleinschmidt, and the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, and others. He says Chancellor Thorpe has been a committed member of the community during and also before his time as chancellor. During his 5 years at the helm for UNC, Chulton says Thorpe has successfully built collaborative efforts between the university and local governments in the area.
I think it's partly who Holden Thorpe is as a person, but it's also partly the fact that he was a member of our community from before he was chancellor. So he's been a resident of this area for a long time, went to Carolina as an undergrad.
Chancellor Thorpe departs Chapel Hill to take on a new position as provost at the University of Washington in St. Louis. Dr. Harold Folt, who currently serves as interim president at Dartmouth, will officially assume the chancellorship on July 1st. A bill is now heading to the state House of Representatives that seeks to repeal the state's water protection rules to lessen pollution and runoff into Jordan Lake, the water source for much of the triangle. It's already passed in the Senate, and local conservation groups are now speaking out very loudly against this bill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
That's pie in the sky. That's magical thinking. There is no other solution for improving the water quality in Jordan Lake except preventing the pollutants from getting into the water.
That's Olga Gerlich. She's the co-chair of the Orange Chatham County Sierra Club. She attended a press conference Friday organized by the state chapter of the Sierra Club to raise awareness about the effects this legislation might have on Jordan Lake. Other groups like Environment North Carolina and the Haw River Assembly were in attendance.
There is also an overload of information, so anything that we can do to let people know what's going on is bound to help wake people up and motivate them to contact their legislators.
Jordan Lake currently provides water to about 250,000 people in our area, and Gerlich says that number will double in the next 10 years. Environmental advocates have argued for years that Jordan Lake has problems with pollution because it's fed by streams and tributaries that carry contaminants from cities. One of the problems is that there is not enough oxygen in the water due to those pollutants. This causes algae blooms, which can kill fish populations and contaminate the lake. She says Jordan Lake is already on the verge of not living up to federal regulations. Sponsors for the bill have said the current rules, which were put into place back in 2009, are costing developers and cities hundreds of thousands of dollars and need to be changed.
I think a lot of the bills have gone through at such a crazy speed without enough consultation.
Gerlich says the rules haven't gone into effect yet and therefore haven't had the time to lessen pollution. She says if these rules are repealed, the situation will get worse. North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, has already spoken out against the bill. She says environmental regulations are being swept aside by the General Assembly. For more information on the bill, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our community has a chance tonight to participate in a discussion about the controversial subject of fracking in North Carolina. This will happen at 7 o'clock tonight at the Sly Grange Hall. That's in northern Orange County. Here's Bonnie Hauser, president of Orange County Voice, the group that organized the discussion for this evening.
This event is a chance for people to get the facts.
The reason they're getting together is that hydraulic fracturing, otherwise known as fracking, was formally legalized in our state. Since then, the North Carolina Mining and Energy Commission has been charged with creating regulations for the procedure.
It's easy for us all to jump on the anti-fracking advocacy. There's a lot of reasons and there's a lot of concerns, especially with risks to water quality.
Dr. Rob Jackson of Duke University will lead the discussion. He's a professor of global environment and the director of the Duke Center for Global Change. Hauser says there will be a question and answer session following Jackson's talk. If you'd like to find out more, view the story on our website, chapelboro.com. 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up, Kristen Smith has today's commentary. She says when it comes to discussing issues in our community, we certainly need to bring more people to the table so that we can get their input as well. That is on the way, and that'll be followed by what you're saying on the street. We went out and asked folks if they were willing to sit through 18 innings of baseball, as a lot of Tar Heel fans did this past weekend in the ACC tournament. All of that is straight ahead on WCHL.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS Store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS Stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS Stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
Now hear this. Performance BMW is hosting their annual spring event in celebration of the highly anticipated brand new 2013 320i sedan.
Wow!
It's sure to excite thrill seekers everywhere.
I want performance.
How would you like to drive a new BMW for $299 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $299 per month.
Wow!
36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $3,774 due at signing. Includes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee, zero security deposit, and 750 lease cash included in payment. Based on MSRP of $36,675. Finance it with approved credit through BMWFS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before May 31st, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMW, ChapelHill.com.
Wow!
8:42, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Don't get settled into your seat too comfortably this morning because it is time now for Adopt a Pet. We do it every Tuesday morning on WCHL. Katie McClure just got here from Paws Forever. And Katie, tell us about this big dog you just brought in here.
Big, yes. He is big.
Yes, he is.
And he is.
He's a healthy looking guy.
Hunk of love. He's a wonderful dog.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Bubba Gump,
mm-hmm.
Also known as Hubba Bubba, affectionately speaking. Come here.
Fried shrimp, come here. Boiled shrimp.
And he is a bloodhound shepherd mix.
Uh-huh.
With that really cool-looking bloodhound face.
Wow.
Very expressive face.
Uh-huh.
Sweetie pie of a dog. He's about a year uh-huh. old, and he has... What, Bubba?
What do you think he weighs?
Well, I'm thinking 60 to 70 when he really bulks up.
Yeah.
I'm not good at guessing, but yeah. He's not small.
No, he's not a small dog at all.
But he's very well mannered for he's only a year and he needs a little training.
He's very low key.
Yeah, that's it. Can you hear him?
Yeah. I can hear him.
Now his story, he has an interesting story. He was running stray in Orange County and was rescued when he was trying to run alongside the cars on I-40.
Really?
Can you imagine?
Wow.
And a young couple stopped and he got in their car.
Uh-huh.
So he then, of course, went to the, went through the Orange County sheltering process and has ended up at Paws Forever. So
okay.
He's waiting for his permanent home.
So
he is a big goofball.
So he has racing in his background.
What I'm imagining is he was looking for his people.
Probably.
You cannot be running along I-40 as a dog. That's so dangerous. So obviously he's lucky to be with us, and we're lucky to have him.
Yes, he is. Really good-looking dog. His name, once again, Bubba Gump.
Bubba Gump.
Or Hubba Bubba. And Katie, how do people find out more about him?
Well, all they have to do is you can certainly come out to Pause Forever. Anytime we're open and you can spend some quality time with him, you can also arrange a meet and greet because he's pretty good with other dogs. But he's big and he's young, so if you have another dog and you want to add him to your family, you can bring your other dog out and our staff will supervise a meet and greet.
Just see how they get along.
Yeah, you can also go to the website.
Is he? How is he with the kids and also cats?
Kids, he's going to be great.
Yeah.
Cats, we're not sure yet. You know, we have like 50 cats also at Paws Forever, so we can do a very safe test run with a cat and see how he does. He hasn't shown a whole lot of, you know, he's not a problem.
Yeah.
He's not a problem.
He's just a really good-natured guy.
Yeah, he's a big one, though. So he's not going to be your, like, living-in-an-apartment-only dog.
No, he needs some exercise.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I think Rachel Nash is a good candidate to adopt him.
Oh, he likes you.
Oh, gosh.
he's a cool dog, though.
And, you know, you can also see his bio and his picture and all kind of details about him on the website, which is pauseforever.org.
Number four.
And, you know, also give us a call. Our staff will be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, and I'm going to try and get a picture of him, too.
Oh, that'll be, it'll be easy to get a picture of this one.
That'll be cool. So we'll have it on our website and our Facebook page as well. And, Katie, thank you very much for coming in, as always.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for making space for this big boy. He's loving life over here.
I can't wait to pose with him. See what that's like. Hey, it's 8:46 at WCHL. That is Adopt a Pet. We do it every Tuesday on 97.9 FM WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Kristen Smith. In recent discussions at the municipal level, there's been a lot of talk about community engagement and citizen input. How do we gather it? How do we incorporate it? And I worry that the first response seems to be, let's create a steering committee, or we should host a public information meeting. But the key question I think needs to be, how do we engage more citizens without more meetings and more committees? Why am I asking this? Because most of the current meetings and the current committees are leaving a lot of people out of the conversation. A recent meeting intended to bring folks together to discuss the planning around an important crossroads was 4 hours on a Saturday. There were significant issues to debate and key plans to update. However, it's a luxury to have that kind of time to spare. What happens to the parents that need to shuttle their kids, the people that need to care for aging parents, or the folks that work a second job on the weekend? When do they get to weigh in? Here's two ideas, and they're not new ones. We have access to incredible technology tools that can help include a broader audience. Let's think about how we can use Skype or SurveyMonkey to allow folks to express their opinion on these decisions at a time that fits with their schedule. Many of the exercises at the meeting I mentioned before could easily be made into an online survey, and I tried tweeting photos of the plan so other citizens could say what they liked. We keep on creating separate meetings that require folks to carve time out of their schedule to attend. What if we try to catch people where they are? The town of Chapel Hill has tried to do this by hosting sessions at University Mall to catch shoppers or disseminate information with a notice on trash cans. What if the aforementioned meeting was held when the library was open and we invited library patrons, young and old, to give their 2 cents after they check out their books? I applaud and I'm grateful for those who plan and participate in current efforts, but we'll get more ideas and a better product if we learn how to invite more people to the table by putting that table online or maybe even bringing the table to them. This is Kristen Smith.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Ann Brenner. Congratulations are in order to the UNC baseball team, who took the ACC title this past weekend and earned a number one seed in the NCAA regionals. On Saturday night, the Heels won an 18-inning thriller against NC State. We hit the streets of Chapel Hill to find out, would you wait through 18 innings to watch the Tar Heels play?
Chrissy Slavinsky, and I live in Durham. Well, I've got a little baby girl now, and I think we probably go for a few innings, but probably not the whole thing.
My name is Karen Archia, and I live in Carrboro. Sure, why not? I figure if it's 18 innings, it's probably a good game with a lot of tension and fun.
I'm Susan Reed. We have family here. Probably not. Not a big baseball fan, but my grandson likes baseball.
Josh Elliott. I would not, no. It would take a very long time, and we have 5 kids, and I couldn't wait that long.
Would you wait through 18 innings to watch the Tar Heels play?
Tanya Gisai, live in Carrboro.
Probably not. I'm not a baseball fan, for one thing, and nor a sports fan.
I'm Allison Lopez. My aunt lives here. I would, I think, if it was exciting.
Andrew Slavinsky, and live in Durham. I'm not a big baseball fan, but if I was there for the game and it went 18 innings, I would stay to the end to watch it.
Jack Reed, Chatham County. No, because I'm a hippie. I spent 40 years living in Berkeley, California, and baseball, nah, not part of the culture. Volleyball, maybe.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Did you know you may qualify to have your dog or cat fixed for free or at a reduced rate? If your household is either low or moderate income, you might qualify to have your pet spayed or neutered at no charge. Do your part to control the pet population. To learn more about this program, please call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387, extension 224.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We'll get your home sold.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Good morning. It is 8:52, 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. Boy, just settling back down to normal after Bubba Gump. He's a pretty cool dog. If you are in the market for a big dog, a big gentle dog who's just got a great nature, then get in touch with us, and you can go to the Paws Forever website and find out more. We'll also have a photo of him on our website and on our Facebook page later on in the day. It's pretty cool, pretty exciting visit. 8:53 at WCHL, and time now to meet today's WCHL hometown hero. But before that, call me if you know the word of the day. What's the word of the day? Wayne Pond. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the word, if you know the correct spelling, and if you can tell me what it means. It's worth a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Again, your number, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Barbara Reimer is Dean of UNC's Gilling School of Public Health, and she recently received the American Cancer Society's Medal of Honor for outstanding contributions to fighting cancer.
I was really humbled. I mean, humbled in an almost, to be honest, embarrassed way. I'm proud of what I've done, and I hope I've contributed, but it wasn't anything that was ever on my radar screen.
Dean Barbara Reimer is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Most of my focus now is really on training the next generation of people and hiring faculty, but I do get to spend some time I'm on the University Cancer Research Fund, which is about improving cancer in North Carolina especially. And so I'm really excited about that. I was one of the first people who started thinking about ways to increase women's use of mammography without it being totally dependent on physicians giving all the messages. A number of years ago, more than 20, we started using telephone as a way to reach women with brief messages and other kinds of technique to get to women directly. With physician support, those were effective interventions. And I didn't want to stop there. I wanted to keep going to try to get those interventions adopted into practice. And so I worked with the American Cancer Society, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, and several other organizations. Because a lot of us in universities, we're really good at doing original research and coming up with the latest and the greatest, but then we often fail to get our discoveries into practice.
Barbara Reimer says there's no place else she'd rather be.
It's amazing. It's a mecca, and we're making progress.
As the Gilling School of Global Public Health dean,
I don't talk about my work that much. I try to talk most about the people who are here, and that's what's really important to me. I'm an advocate for them, and it's easy to be an advocate for the people here because they're just incredibly good at what they do. One of the things that distinguishes this whole university community is people believe in the public university and in contributing and making a difference.
When it comes to staying healthy, Barbara practices what she preaches.
I really do believe that we in public health should practice what we preach. So yeah, you'll find me at the gym every morning at 5:20. In fact, my husband and I ended up moving to Meadowmont. Part of the reason was because of the Wellness Center, which I just think is one of the best places in the entire world.
Not only do you talk the talk, but you walk the walk.
I really do. I'm very grateful, and I'm really lucky to be able to do work I love.
Well, this is a small measure of recognition after this national award, which is so prestigious, but congratulations on becoming a WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you so much.
Dean Barbara Reimer at UNC, today's honoree.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Now hear this. Performance BMW is hosting their annual BMW Certified Pre-Owned Spring Sales event.
Wow!
It's sure to excite thrill seekers everywhere.
I want Performance.
The road is calling, and right now at the BMW Certified Pre-Owned Spring Sales Event, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 60 months on many certified pre-owned models. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit their virtual showroom at PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service.
Finance with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for specified terms. See dealer for details. Take delivery by May 31st, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
And thanks for all the phone calls. I couldn't get to all of them, but Don Reinford called in first with the correct answer. The word of the day from Wayne Pond is reprobate, R-E-P-R-O-B-A-T-E. Reprobate, it means a depraved person or a scoundrel. And Don Reinford would know all about that, I guess. Don gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another word for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores. Your go-to source for your to-do list.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a summer air conditioning checkup, available now for $39. What would you do if your conditioning unit crashed during the blistering Carolina summer? With today's deal, the professional contractors from Carolina Air Conditioning will perform a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup and give you the peace of mind you need. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this, 67 degrees. And right now, partly sunny today, high today about 85 degrees. Really nice day on the way. No complaints at all. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, another nice day and even warmer, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. In fact, we'll be in the upper 80s all day, all the way through the weekend.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more.